He won't be available again for tomorrow. He hasn't bowled yet in his recovery over the next over the last couple of days. So having 4 days between this game and the next game, I think that'll be the ideal time to really test him out and assess him. But I think over the next 5-6 days, there'll be a call made on that, just based on what he can and can't do. We've seen him batting and running, and no problem. Just he hasn't tried to bowl yet. Just waiting for the injury to settle down a bit more. We're not naming our team just yet.
Is it a concern that you guys don't quite know your, or maybe you do know your best 11 yet?
Yeah, it's tough when guys, especially all-rounders who balance out your side really well, give you that extra fast bowling option as well as a top six batter. So it's a little bit difficult trying to decide whether you go the extra batter or the extra bowler depending on conditions. So I think it does make it a little bit tougher, a bit more of a challenge, no doubt. But we also did plan for that if it did happen throughout the tournament. Before you sit down and you start planning out what happens if X, Y, Z happens. So it wasn't a total surprise. Obviously, it's not ideal, but it's not a surprise to us because we'd already thought about things like that. But just game to game, it just totally changes depending on the conditions.
Aaron, Sri Lanka have not played any cricket for the last 10, 11 days. And,
yep.
Do you think it's an advantage for you guys that you've been playing consistently and Sri Lanka have not been able to play the seam as well in the first two games, which the Aussies have a good fast bowling attack?
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it, when rain plays a big part in a tournament like this? I think Sri Lanka have been unlucky with a couple of games that they've had washed out. So you look down their side and there's a lot of experience there. There's a lot of world-class players. So you can never take any team in this competition lightly. But I think the fact that we've been playing consistently basically every 3 days for the last 2 weeks has been really positive that we're in cricket mode at the moment. We just play travel, which gives you a good opportunity just to keep the flow going, and we get an extra day between this and the next game, and then it slows down a little bit towards the back end of the tournament. So while some of our boys no doubt would be after a bit of a rest and a recharge of the batteries, because it can wear you down travelling a lot, travel, train, play all the time. So I think that it's good though that when you're in that phase of the tournament and you're just playing all the time. So Sri Lanka, they're going to be a very tough opposition, no doubt.
Aaron, we saw Mitch Marsh around the squad today.
Yep.
I mean, if Marcus can't get up for the next game, are you confident that he could potentially come in straight away for the Bangladesh game?
Yeah, that's why he's here. Obviously, just a couple of days before, I think Australia A side land today in the UK as well later today. So it was just a couple of days before, but as a bit of a precaution more than anything, if Stoin doesn't recover well enough over the next couple of days. So it just comes down to, short answer is yes. There is confidence that Mitch will come in and do well if selected, if Stoin doesn't recover properly.
And just on your bowling, if you'll give me another one here. You saw you in the nets, and obviously we'd like you to talk us through that wicket in the last game. Can you tell us what you've been working on with your bowling?
Not much. Trying to land them for a start. When you play four specialist bowlers and rely on 10 out of your fifth bowler, your good part-timer, I'll call Maxie, he's shown last World Cup, he was our spinner for most of the game, so we know that he can do it. When it's relied on to bowl 10, you have to chop him out with a few overs here and there, especially at a ground like Taunton, and the wicket played really well. It didn't spin or anything, so you had to try and chop him out with a few here and there, because you saw when Hafiz decided to attack him, it was tough going. Tough to defend on such a small ground and a quick outfield. So, yeah, my bowling's, it's not great. It's pretty ordinary, to be fair. I just got a bit lucky.
Aaron, noticed David Warner wasn't there today. He's still got the elbow sort of bandaged up and he misses the odd over here and there in the field. Anything going on there with him? And
Not at all. I can't remember the last time that he does train the day before a game. The game we played against India, we had a quick fielding session as a group, so that's why he would have been here. Other than that, the day before a test match, one-day game, he doesn't train. Usman doesn't really train. The quicks will very rarely be at training, if not required at all. Saw Coults here today having a hit. He's probably one of a few guys, a few quicks that comes down. So It's not concerning at all. He goes off to get his elbow retaped every now and then, because when he's thrown a fair bit, it can come loose. But apart from that, there's no issues whatsoever with him.
Aaron, just to confirm quickly before I ask what I was going to ask, there's no other injuries or issues going into tomorrow?
Obviously. None at all. Perfect. Just Stoin, that's it.
Going off last game, would you be more confident or less confident going in four quicks again? I mean, how difficult did you find as a captain having to manipulate Maxi's 10 overs or the 10 overs from a part-time spinner, so to speak, including your own?
Like I said, it's really tough at a ground like Taunton being so small. I thought that the wicket had actually spin a little bit as the game went on, but it didn't. The cloud stayed in, stayed over the ground, and it was a really nice wicket the whole time. After the new ball sort of wore off, so it was probably tougher at a ground like Taunton. I think here at the Oval, you see there's one lot bigger side, so you can probably be a little bit more defensive with your fifth bowler as opposed to having to try and attack with him. And that's what the four quicks allows you to do. It gives you an opportunity to attack from one end while being defensive at the other. It was just that so small, Taunton, that it's tough to even be defensive as a spinner there.
Aaron, compared to 12 months ago, this team looks a lot sharper fielding-wise. If that's a fair observation, can you talk us through the work put in and maybe some of the guys who you really think are... I know there's a lot of good fielders in the team, but some of the ones that are sort of world-class.
Yeah, I think having Smith and Warner back in the ring there, that creates a huge amount of presence. Davey in particular, so quick. He mightn't have the best arm at the moment, but he's so quick to the ball that you can't run. Smith, he's like a fly trap there at slip, and also when he gets in that short cover, he reads angles and he anticipates so well. Maxwell, we know how good he can be. He's up there with the best in the world when he's hitting the stumps like he did the other day at a crucial time. I mean, if Sarfraz bats to the end there, they probably get really close, if not home. So they're the three that in the ring are so dynamic. And then you've got Coulton Isle, who's a gun, fielding on the boundary. Stoinis, when he was fit, he's unbelievable on the boundary. He's quick. He's got an unbelievable arm. So we feel like there's a lot of bases covered there. All our quick bowlers are really good. All our spinners are good. Zamps has got really safe hands. So it gives you an opportunity that you can keep the guys in the fast guys, the guys who anticipate the play. You can keep them in the circle for longer. I think when you're trying to fill some holes in the field, your good fielders have to go to the boundary to try and cut off them twos, which then makes it easier to get the ones in the ring. But when you've got confidence in everyone, anyone can field all around the ground. So I think that's been a big change, is to get them world-class fielders staying in the ring for longer.
John? Hey, Finchie, you've been hitting the ball well through this tournament. Do you think a good World Cup can put you back in the Ashes frame? And do you hope to play that Australia game in Hampshire just before it's picked?
I haven't honestly thought about it whatsoever. I think I'm not sure what they're planning with the squad or anything like that. Obviously, I'd love to play if the opportunity comes up. I think being in the Ashes is way down the list. I'm way down the list, having missed my opportunity throughout the summer. But the guys who come in, the young guys come in and played really well. I mean, Curtis Patterson played beautifully. Hedy's done a great job. We saw he evolved over the summer and changed his game, or changed his mental attitude, I think, really quickly to Test cricket, which was a real positive from such a young guy. Will Pekosbe, he's an absolute superstar in the making. So I think that between them guys, and then you've got Bancroft, who started off the summer over here really well. Joe Burns, unfortunately, had to go home for some personal reasons, but they're all guys that are right there in the mix with Steve and Dave coming back into the frame as well. So the short answer is no. Would I love to? Of course I'd love to, but the young guys that have come in have done such a good job and they've got such bright futures, all of them. Whether they all get picked or whether one or two misses out, I don't think that'll be the end of the world for them. Yes, there'll be some short-term disappointment, but they're going to have long careers, all of them, I can tell you. There's some seriously good players in Australia, especially them young guys who have had a little taste. Obviously, Will missed out on selection in them two tests against Sri Lanka, but they're all seriously good players. So I think them guys will be really well placed to take the spot in the Ashes and make it their own for a long time.
Aaron,
I know you obviously want to build towards your best cricket at a World Cup. You don't want to peak too early. When do you want to see the batting unit as a whole, 1-6, 1-7, really click, given we haven't
every game?
Seen a top order and middle order fire at the same
time? Every game would be nice. Obviously, it's tough. Obviously, you're coming up against different opposition all the time, and I talked about it with in terms of changing your preparation and adapting game by game, because you don't get into a rhythm against the same team like you do for 3.5 years in between World Cups. So to come up against different opposition, you're facing different challenges all the time. We saw against India, they're spin heavy through the middle. West Indies are quicks heavy through the middle. Played Afghanistan, they mixed up spin and quicks. And you're constantly faced with different challenges. So it'd be nice for our batting to just keep improving. I don't think we've gone anywhere near our best, which is still a good thing, that we've got 6 points on the ball while not playing anywhere near our best cricket, which is a real positive. But as long as we're improving and continue to go up and not go backwards, I think that's the key. What percent of 100% game that you get to, I think, is irrelevant as long as it's improving along the way.
Aaron, how much of a concern was it that you guys, the middle order, left 50 runs out there at Taunton? And what's the ideal role you see for Glenn Maxwell? Is it the high impact innings over just last 15 overs of an innings, or is it like a longer middle order, proper middle order batsman type?
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing to leave a few out there, because we saw on a ground that's so hard to defend like Taunton, once a team gets a run on it, it can be hard to stop regardless of who's playing. And I think we just looked to go a little bit too hard too soon. After the start that we had, I think we probably forced it a little bit too much and probably left it to somebody else. We thought that somebody else was going to do the job. But at the same time, we still got ourselves in a great position. We got guys a little bit of time in the middle that allowed them to get the feel of the game and get a bit of a flow into the World Cup, particularly Sean, Sean Marsh, who hadn't played a game, to come in and get some time in the middle. Would have been great if you spent a bit more time there and took the game a bit deeper. But when you're playing seven batters, that's probably the risk versus reward. I think if that comes off, then you do get that huge total. But at the same time, I was probably just a little bit disappointed that we failed to learn throughout the innings. There was times, looked like every time we tried to hit it down the ground, a big shot down the ground in the air, it went straight up. So a couple of guys still made that same mistake after a few guys before them had as well. So that was a bit disappointing. But all in all, I thought that the position that we got ourselves into was a really positive one. And with Maxi, again, that's just a call you make on the day. That's not, we'd love Maxi at about 15, 20, 25 overs, but he also doesn't have to play the high-risk innings. And we saw the other day he came in and had a really big impact quickly. If that can go on for a bit longer, great. Whether that's from the 35th over, from the 20th over, that again, that's just a game-by-game. And that was my decision to send him in and probably just look to... Probably didn't make the right call on how tough the wicket was to walk in and really up the ante. So that was my bad mistake. Especially after being out there for 20 overs, it was probably a wicket that we could have built for a little bit longer and tried to have maximum impact right at the end rather than maximum impact for 25 overs.
Last question from Zach Haddon.
Yeah, Zach.
Are you going to win a coin toss?
I don't know. I'd like to. I don't think I won one in the warm-up games either. I had a good run at the start of the Pakistan series and then lost a couple towards the end. So it's been a while since I've won a toss. Good question.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow.